إن سألتم عن كتابي فهو قرآن كريم، ضم دستور الحياة وحوى نور المبين، وحوى نور المبين. If you ask me who my God is, on whose name I call, if you ask me who my God is, He's the God of us all, Allah the Merciful. If you ask me what my book is that I hold in my hand, if you ask me what my book is, it's the Holy Quran, the Holy Quran.
And prove without a shadow of a doubt that every single reference in the Quran to science is absolutely, emphatically proven to be correct. It was his book that was first published in the French language that really stood the science people up on their ear. It was translated then into the English language, and it was called in English, the Bible, the Quran, and science. He wrote another book, The Origin of Man, because it became evident, without any doubt, what Allah had said in the Quran proves there is a God, a creation, and human beings did not come from monkeys. And we believe that as Muslims. Although I still wonder, you know, when I look at my brother-in-law, I can't help but think that, never mind, this is another subject. I mean, his knuckles drag the ground, this guy is. Anyhow. I just want to see if you're awake. Anyhow. Dr. Keith Moore, top embryologist in his field, a world-renowned embryologist in Toronto, Canada, also made the same conclusion that Dr. Bukai had made after he studied the Quran in the Arabic language. I have it on my website. You can see the video, two videos we have of Dr. Keith Moore speaking about the Quran and embryology and saying it is impossible that anybody even 100 years ago could have so well described the formation and what happens at the time of conception when a baby is conceived in the womb of the mother and the development of it through the trimesters until the time that it's delivered. He said this is impossible even 100 years ago, much less 1400 years ago in the desert of Arabia. He said, therefore, I have to conclude that the Quran is from Allah. He pronounces it.
It has been a great pleasure for me to help clarify statements in the Quran about human development. It is clear to me that these statements must have come to Muhammad from God or Allah, because almost all of this knowledge was not discovered until many centuries later. This proves to me that Muhammad must have been a messenger of God or Allah.
On our website, you can see it. Now, the difference between Dr. Bukai and Dr. Keith Moore is that Dr. Bukai, before he passed away, became a Muslim. Alhamdulillah. And I know brothers who actually used to pray with him, talked about him, said he was a great guy. But Dr. Moore, even though he said it was from Allah, he did not decide to become a Muslim. In fact, as recent as a couple of years ago, he was approached by the FBI and asked, why are you endorsing a book of terrorism? So he had to recant all of that and said, no, I don't want to say anything about it anymore. That's exactly what happened. Regardless of what anybody says about the science and about the Quran, the bottom line is this. It's not a book about science. Oh, there's scientific things in it. It's not a book of poetry, although it's very poetic and it's very beautiful. It's not a book of history, although it very clearly defines the historical things that took place. It's not a book of prophecy, although it prophesied past and future events. It's a book of guidance. That's the specific purpose of the Quran itself. And the purpose of this Quran is to guide who? Mankind and jinn. Because we were only created for one purpose. And Allah tells us in the Quran, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ, that He only created us to worship Him alone without any partners. But how will we know how to do that? Without guidance, people would make up something to represent Allah, and they'd make their own way to worship it. In fact, many people say, well, what difference does it make if I believe in one God? Does it matter how I worship Him? Have you heard that argument? All of us have. Who cares, you know? Guy said he's a Buddhist. Another guy said he's a Hindu. Somebody else said he's a Christian. We all believe there's really only one God. What difference does it make? Leave us alone, you know? We're okay. We're all going to make it, right? Wrong. Wrong. Nobody's religion is going to get to Allah. Nobody's religion will get to Allah. Only the way that Allah has prescribed Himself. So if anybody's made up a way, why would Allah be obliged to accept it? Somebody said, well, I think the best way to worship God is to take a tree, cut it down, and make it in the shape of a big sphere, you know, and a round ball, and then jump up and down in front of it 5 times a day. Huh? Yeah, I like that. He says, no more. In fact, I'll pick it up 2x every year, and that'll be part of my worship. It's a great big thing, but I'll do that to show how much I love God. But did God ask him to do that? No. He just made it up. I saw Christians, they were weightlifters. They call themselves the power team. Power team for Jesus. Lifting weights for Jesus. On television. Anybody ever heard of that? They did it, man. Lifting weights for Jesus. I guess he appreciated it. Save him all that effort, huh? What kind of stuff is this? Is Allah going to accept that? This is what it means when we talk about in the deen in the law of Islam. Allah is only going to accept that which He has ordained. He's only going to accept that you submit to what He wants you to do. So the only way you can do that is to know what it is. I'm going to conclude tonight's program by mentioning this. Every Muslim every day asks for guidance. All of us do. We're constantly asking Allah to guide us. Some Christians made fun of us for that. Yeah. They said, why? You don't know that you're guided? We are nowhere guided. All we did was say, Jesus is God, Son of God, died on the cross, blah, 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 and now we're guided. Alhamdulillah, we don't have to do anything else. Whereas with us, as Muslims, we're constantly asking Allah, guide us, guide us, guide us. Right? How many times a day do we say, Iddina Siratul Mustaqim? Guide us to the straight path. Immediately after this 7-verse prayer, look what Allah says in the Quran. A'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim, alif lam mim, dhalikal kitabu la rayba fi, hudal lil muttaqin, alladhina yu'minuna bil ghaibi wa yuqimuna salata wa mimma razaqnahum yunfikun. Now stop right there, because the point I want to make is right there in the very beginning. Hudal lil muttaqin. This is the book wherein there is no doubt, and it is a source of guidance for those who fear their Lord. They have taqwa for Allah. You ask for guidance and He told you, there it is. This is it. This is the book. There's no doubt in it. Meaning what? There must be a book out there with some doubt in it, huh? And this one has no doubt in it. But it's not going to guide anybody except those who have taqwa for Allah. Believe in the ghaib, which is the unseen. Establish their salah. and pay the zakat. For the benefit of those brothers or sisters who think that I'm Muslim and that's it, I don't need to pray, you're not guided. Allah said that in that verse real clear. Understand, no salah, mafi hidayah. And you're just playing a game with your own brain and you're going to lose. No salah, no hidayah. You want the Quran to guide you? Establish the salah. Got it? That's where it's at. We ask Allah to guide all of us. We ask Allah to forgive us. We ask Allah to put us on the manhaj of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam.